game. They don't get back. They would look. Now look at this steal.
Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop.
Oh my goodness.
Marcus Mizzen. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven.
8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and I want to take a quick second to implore to the people listening to this show, implore, demand, express. This city has the perfect. This city, when you talk about going to Florida, I don't say this to you.
Yeah.
The only thing that would keep me from leaving this place is I don't want to have to adjust to another traffic pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville has the best traffic pattern out of anywhere in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
If you crave a little city, 7:30 to 8:30 mm-hmm. will give you a city vibe. Outside of 7:30 to 8:30, you're good. Outside of 4:30 to 5:30, you're good. It has the best traffic between Gene Snyder and 65. They have the perfect amount of undercover police. Mm-hmm. The perfect amount. The undercovers are perfectly visible, yet perfectly invisible.
Yes.
I mean, I won't talk about the tips, you know, to identify or anything like that.
Yeah.
But if you're being a maniac, they'll get you.
Sure.
But if you're just a speeder, but if you're focused enough to look at intricate details.
Oh, yeah.
You can spot them, you know.
No, I agree with that.
Within enough time to slow down. But, you know, hey. Officer, I'm trying to get to where I'm going, and you know, I saw you, so it's like, you know, it's cool. And they get you at the right spots. Like, I've lived so many places where do you drive from Georgia and see the way they cover up in other places?
I know.
Where the way they hide behind rock walls and unnatural objects, you're like, huh, what's that big rock doing there? And you speed by that big rock, and it's like, woo, woo,
yeah.
Woo, woo, like, woo.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why that unnatural sign was there. I mean, they have the absolute perfect traffic pattern.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, when I do have a friend who lives down in Orlando, and they're like, the only thing is, man, there's certain places you got to move. They're like, this is what you got to learn if you move down here. Because they're like, if you move, like, north of Disney on I-4.
Yep.
You're screwed.
You're done.
Or it's south, you know, yeah, different ones, whatever it is. But they're like, I mean, you're constant. Just, oh, my God.
You're
like,
fighting traffic.
Three. They're like
real traffic.
You know how we have like 1-2 traffic patterns? They're like 4 times a day. There's like, you know, you got to miss those times. And it's like, man, dude. I mean, that's why like Disney's building their own. Really, from the airport, they're building like their own highway that goes straight to Disney.
Like the Rick Pitino Street.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, this is only Disney transportation will be allowed on this highway from here to here. You've got to have a Disney ticket or a Disney bus to get on this part to go from the airport to Disney.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I could totally see it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I said, yeah, my appreciation, just like I said, I left the
house. So, yeah, it's fair, man.
Yep, left a little behind this morning, and I wasn't even worried that the traffic was going to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I knew about the, you know, of course, you get a Steve Rummage or somebody driving in.
Yeah, extremely slow. 85.
In the left lane. But like I said, as long as you eliminate that, you know, Steve, what are we going to do about this Nikki situation?
Sorry, I was reading. You want to guess what the first text of the day was?
I want to know what the first text of the day was.
Two coaches I would love to go after, Mark Jackson and Becky Hammons.
Becky Hammond, soccer?
No. She was with the Spurs. She was Vegas. She's down in Vegas.
Yeah.
Aces.
Who am I thinking of?
Mia Hamm,
maybe. Yeah.
The cops hide like Kent Taylor does behind the car. What was your boy Kent Taylor doing yesterday?
That was some capital J journalism.
What was he doing?
What happened? What did I miss?
Josh Hurd was walking into the practice facility, and Kent Taylor was hid behind a truck. And right as Josh came out,
ambushed him.
And they had the camera on, and like right as Josh came around the corner, he was like, "Hey, Josh."
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes! And Josh.
You have to watch the video. Look, you see him like, maneuver, but like behind this truck, God. It's amazing.
Josh Herb was like, "What?"
No.
He's like, "Kent." like Josh almost looked at Kent Taylor like, I wouldn't run from you,
right,
dude.
Like, right. It's like, I know you. Like,
yeah, I'm going to give you the same answer, man.
I know you. what are we doing here?
Text says, Tampa is phenomenal. And so I said, you guys got friends in St. Pete, too. Well, thank
That's
you.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, I'll remind everybody, you get the opportunity of a lifetime. Since we're early in the show, we're just having a little fun. You get opportunity of a lifetime. You pull up your truck or your car that has your business on it, and you get a free shout out. We'll put out your number. We'll put out your business. We'll put out everything about your company. You one free shout out. You pull up to our window. Listen, you can Google the address. You pull up to our window. We'll be able to see you. You roll down that passenger window because the traffic pattern will have, you know, you'll most likely be. Actually, I mean, if you're across the street and your numbers are real big and legible.
Yeah, yeah.
We might be able to see. But if you pull up in front of our window, type in the address, we will give your business, big or small, one free, huge 93.9 shout out. And who knows? You may make thousands of dollars in one day because you were somewhere near the office or studio and you came by and got a shout out. This is what we do. This is what we do for our business partners. Just ask any of our business partners. They start a commercial.
Yeah.
And they get paid.
That's how we do it, man.
That's how you get. What, somebody said something else about the Kent Taylor?
Yeah, somebody said he was like Chris Hansen. Hey, Josh, what are you doing here?
How nightmarish is Chris Hansen and that show? Was that the most cringe show you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah.
Was that the most cringe?
I think so. I mean, just the one guy that brought pizza. And it was like, yeah, and he was like, why did you bring a pizza? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know. We were just going to eat pizza. Because these guys are just like, and then the one poor guy is just like, I'm a piece of crap. He's like, I don't know what to say. He's like, I'm just a terrible. It was poor guy. I mean, not poor guy. I don't mean that. They all deserve to go straight to jail.
Right.
But he's just like, I'm just a terrible person.
Would you classify that as the most cringe?
Oh, God, yeah. It was.
I mean, literally.
Just like, all of it was.
What's the call?
They're doing the most like disgusting thing ever, and then like all the reactions were just.
My dad, every Saturday morning, every single Saturday, my dad is like his best friend. They both are like old and they're college roommates and they live in the same neighborhood, a couple of houses up from each other, right?
Highland County. I'll look it up.
Which is, that's awesome. You know, that's, I'm glad that my dad has a homeboy at his age that they can both relate.
Yeah.
They're going through the same, you know, I got my high blood pressure. You got to take your pills. I got to take my pills. They're going through the struggle.
Two old guys down in Atlanta sipping coffee together.
Looking at young ladies.
Yeah. Hey, look at that. two old perverts. Just
Yes. But at least they get to do it together and they can both relate.
Hey, can we take calls today?
Damn it.
Okay. And then, they're not going to have to snitch on each other, and they're going to go down fighting together. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome, right? Every Saturday morning, I have to do the mental health check, you know, just make sure he's not locked up, you know? And you know what they do every morning? Every morning, they watch episode after episode of Cheaters.
Cheaters. Do you want to know what's funny?
Hey, why is Cheating? I'm listening.
I have YouTube TV, right?
Uh-huh.
So I give it to my mom and dad, of course. Because I'm like, here, y'all don't pay for TV. Just use this. I get on my my library, and I'm like, I didn't record Cheaters. That's what's hilarious. It's my dad. My dad records Cheaters. That's so funny you said that. I'm like,
I think we need to investigate. What is it? Old people that just like?
Yeah, because I was like, I didn't record this.
You got one thing recorded.
I'm like, wait a minute, my dad. Hey, I've got wrestling jerseys.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, my dad. Sure enough, records Cheaters.
They listen.
Yeah,
you have to be a certain demographic, maybe.
Man,
like, age demographic.
My dad's pretty white.
Well, I meant age.
Listen. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'll call him before I go to Burlington, right? Wake up, you know, get ready. I get in the car. Call me. That was what you. Oh man, I'm just sitting there with Kat watching that little Cheetah.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Man, like, yeah. So yeah, yo, man, pretty sane. Ain't cuss nobody out in about 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do.
No, it's awesome.
But is that
unless you're on it.
Is it weird? I always wanted on one of those shows for the person to be like absolved and just be like, no, like I'm genuinely going to to get groceries. Like I'm like they follow the guy around and then they turn the tables like, what, you didn't trust me? And it's like they're doing absolutely nothing nefarious.
Would you like that episode, Steve? To Nikki's point, would you like the episode of somebody?
Well, like it would look like they're doing something, so you could understand like there's like something sketchy there. But it's like, no, I'm going to like learn how to dance so we can dance at our wedding together. You know, something like that.
There is a famous Dave Chappelle, I believe, a bit in a comedy show where he talks about guys, the way they react when it's not true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a different level of defense. He was like, I ain't touch that girl, I'll kill you.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, do guys take advantage, boy, when they catch your hand in a cookie jar trying to catch them doing something? Boy, I would hate to be a woman dealing with a guy who was innocent and he caught you trying to catch him. Listen, for all the things I make fun of women about and how they don't let go of something, don't ever give a guy
a belt high fastball for us.
Listen, and he'll never let go of that. If you catch a guy,
well, the only thing, just somewhat transition here a little bit, but the only thing that will, Charity learned yesterday. I'm watching. Basically, my life is she understood. Even with Louisville out of the tournament this year, I'm consumed.
Mm.
And don't bother me.
Mm.
Y- yesterday, I watched every potential coach that played.
Okay.
Today, I have a schedule. I'm going to watch every potential coach game. Like, post-game.
I mean, you acting like you're watching McNeese and stuff like that.
I did. I even, listen, I even watched Will Wade yesterday, even though I don't think there's a snowball's chance in Hades that we hire him. I watched him, and I liked him. Mm. I really liked him. Yeah, I loved what he did. I was like, man, this is winning me over here with this, man. Like, nothing wrong with this.
Might be worth the risk.
Watch me some Jerome Tang last night.
If we can help him get his show calls removed.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Nike will block that.
Yeah, Nike be like, over my dead body, Willie.
Over my dead body, will you take Will Wade at Louisville?
Listen, but I will say, man, I like him. Mm. I like Jerome Tang a lot. I thought Jerome Tang and Musselman were going to be available like today. They were both down. I mean, Musselman was out here getting beat by Vandy.
Did he come back and win?
Come back and won in overtime.
Really?
Yep.
Somebody told me he was getting busted.
They were getting busted. They were down like 12, 13 at half. They come back. They won in overtime. Jerome Tang, they were down to Texas. They come back. They won a good game there at the end. Knocked off Texas. Mm-hmm. Musselman won't make the tournament. I can do that. I'll give you some times here in just
a second. When you watch.
Jerome Tang could with the win today.
When you watched Arkansas, what did you like or hate?
Okay, it's funny you ask that because sometimes you go, okay, what are you watching? Because what can you really watch? Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, with McNeese State, something I really enjoyed. I watched a few sets and went, okay, listen, off an inbounds play. Inbounder, guy kicks out to the edge, or guy kicks out to the corner. Inbounder is the shooter, mm-hmm. Okay? Kicks out to the corner. Immediately comes off a double screen to the top of the key. Bang.
Did he set his man up first?
Yeah, no, yes, and yes, because I watched that.
Yep.
Look, I'm stepping in, boom, double screen, top
does
of the key.
Does he duck in?
Quick hitter, three, bang.
And for people don't understand, everybody can see a double screen, but does the man sell the guy that mm-hmm. he's going in opposite direction before he goes off the double screen? Is what's important, because those are the details.
My God. Yeah.
Who is it?
Diana, you know good and well I'm on the radio.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Hate it when women call me while I'm on the radio.
There we are.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
All the women.
But yeah, I mean, things like that, I'm going, okay, that works at any level.
Yes.
Plus, he had some serious athletes. They had two of the top 10 plays this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on over to Miss McNeese.
Yeah. Right? I was like, man, dude. So, yeah, I mean, you know, things like that. Again, watching Jerome Tang last night, man, you just see how they make that run and the way he utilized the timeouts and said, okay, we've chipped it to here. Mm-hmm. Boom, timeout, even while they're on the run. And it was like, hey, let's refocus. Boom, boom.
Sometimes I like to watch how little coaching
they
have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Wright. You remember Jay Wright on the game winner, coolest coach you ever seen in your life?
Yep.
On a national championship game winner. Right.
Oh yeah.
When they run that play,
mm-hmm.
the
Jenkins hit that three.
Yeah. You remember Jay Wright was like that shot went in. He's like, boom. He went right to shake his hand like a machine.
Yeah.
Like a machine. No, we run this play all the time. Mm-hmm. I expect this play to be executed just like this. There's no need to celebrate because this shot should go in.
Yeah.
You know, like we run it. We know how. The only time I should be emotional is if I see a mistake. But if you run it perfectly and the shot misses, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's never a reason to get angry. So when you watch coaches, like this is kind of for everybody, you know, to pointers.
Yeah.
Pointers to watch. Watch the setup before the play.
Right.
Don't watch the play. Watch the setup. That's one thing. Another thing, watch the guys who are not going to get the basketball. Watch the guy as farthest away from the basketball. See if he is in a defensive stance. That's where you can look the details up. Okay, when a guy knows he's not going to get the ball, you can usually see his posture.
Sure.
Standing up straight, you know, there's some kind of tell. If a guy is not going to get the ball and he's in shooting position down, you know, hands loaded, you know, low. Okay, you're working with something there, you know.
Yeah.
Those are just like things, you know, little things to pay attention to. Something else, like I was talking about earlier, the coaches who don't have to do a lot of, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, don't have to do a lot of.
Absolutely.
Hey, over here. You shouldn't have to do that. You should be able to, you know. It's that's why when you watch a Denny Crum, you know, like and. Coach Crum didn't really bark at the refs. I mean, over 27 years, you got a compilation of times
he
barked at the ref. But it's like, no, we run this all the time. I shouldn't have to sit around and yell and scream and what are you doing? You know, like I said, he'll bite at you for some urgency.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes I felt he just wanted to talk. He's just bored.
Which, and that can be that too. Yeah, like, hey, man, look, we just – I'm talking to you to talk to that person or whatever, you know. I mean, absolutely.
Didn't it suck being that guy?
Yeah.
Or you were the guy. They had to talk to other people to talk to Steve.
Yeah. It was like, we're not doing this. I'm in the game.
Why would you be that person?
Especially on the football side. It was like, I don't got time for this. I'm on the field. I know what's happening. I don't need you to tell me.
Coach, we run the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can
look. And if I screwed something up, I'm aware. Yes, I know. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like the early, even when my parents, like, I know, Mom. What do you want me to say?
Yeah. Come on now.
It's a bad decision.
So today, so people know, I mean, I'm just doing games that I'm really, really hyper focused in on. Obviously my first one, I mean, Musselman plays South Carolina at 3:30. I'm still kind of in on Musselman a little bit because I do think that he could be an option. Mm-hmm. So I am still watching him, and he's one that's interesting because when they lose, he's available.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're done.
Available as far as.
Well, I mean, as far as he could be in Louisville coaching the next week.
Right.
You know, I mean, so, and again, that's
but,
not.
But he's not a free agent.
No. UCLA got a win last night. Mick Cronin. 5:30 playing Oregon.
Who would they beat?
Oregon State.
Okay.
And they're playing Oregon today. So, and Mick Cronin's another one that when they lose, season's over. The one I'm most excited about today is Tang is really growing on me, and they're 19-13. I'm with Chase. They've got enough good wins that if he gets to 20, they're probably going to get in. But today, he's playing Otzelberger and Iowa State, who's number 7 in the country. I'm going to be watching that one.
What do you think about Otzelberger?
I don't think he's not coming here. His buyout's almost $20 million. Mm-hmm. Not paying that. I mean, we'll get to Josh Hurd here in a little bit, but in his press conference, but he made that pretty clear. We're not going to pay that much money for somebody. But yeah, so, I mean, I like him, though. I think he's a really good coach. But if Tang, you know, wins that game, I mean, he probably puts them in the tournament. And if not, there's a chance that they won't get in. And then Tang's a guy that would be available.
How pissed is he with this school?
Pretty mad. I don't think he's super happy. I really like him, man. If you go YouTube him, first off, I just love his little vibe sessions, the little baby vibe sessions. Those are amazing. you know, before the games. Mm. But also, like, he's got a thing where, like, he's got this couch. It's a couch, like a fuzzy couch, and it's on, like, some kind of go-kart.
Okay.
And there's a seat next to him, and he drives it around campus, and he's got a show, a little YouTube show that he does. And people, he picks up students and stuff, and they ride with him, and they just chop it up. It's like hanging with Tang. That's what it is, yeah. And he just drives around, he talks to them, and they ask him questions, and he's like, yeah, you know. They ask him about his shoes, because, like, he's super fly. Mm. Like, all his shoes are always – and I'm like, God, that would work so good here. That would work so good here. A guy like that, that's what the people love around here. And I'm like, so him, he had a really good first year. Mm-hmm. And I kind of marry him to the job. He's one of those that I really am like, no, I marry that guy job to the job.
Specific.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think the fit is just fantastic with him here. So I'm really going to be watching that one. Obviously, Kyle Smith out at Washington State, which has not really been heavily talked about, but I do think he's a good candidate. Yeah. Bob, I think, was the first one to really bring him up, but I saw his name come up on a couple lists Bob now. Who? Valvano.
Oh.
Bob. Baylor plays tonight. Enough said. Uh-huh. Obviously, you know. And then I think it's not until tomorrow, but I'm really looking forward. So that's just today, but I am waiting for you know, we'll have the Florida Atlantic games and stuff like that kind of coming along. So
Florida Atlantic
with Dusty May. Yeah, but I don't know, man. That's kind of where I'm at. Like I said, I mean, I'm just, what do you do now? You know, you're out of the tournament, so you're out. Season's over.
Yeah, season's over.
The portal opens up Monday. I think we'll have a couple things to talk about on Monday.
Uh-huh.
As far as players leaving and stuff.
Yep.
So it's like, what do I do? I'm going to watch potential candidates now, you know? And who knows, maybe the guy comes from none of those. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's just, you can only go by the name.
Yeah, you can.
By the way, I saw the best, maybe we'll tease this for the next segment. There's a guy that I just have not liked at all. Wait a minute. No, I like this guy. Which Italian do I hate? I hate Fran or Pauly B.
I think Fran.
Okay,
you like Fran.
Pauly B. He put out the best coaching list for Louisville that I've seen yet.
Quick commercial break. 9-9 DeVille.
Hey, get ready for Selection Sunday. Come into your local lodge to fill out your bracket in person. You'll automatically receive a free fry pickles. Bounce back valid throughout the tournament just for showing up. Twin Peaks, eat, drink, scenic views.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Cook that shit up, Quay.
Go to lunch in the Jewish community. I won't tell on the bros for the immunity. Paying victim, that shit ain't gon' ruin me. I'm the only one out that I'll do me. I got hope by the group trying to do me. My life like a movie, get hit in the water. Home got put in no work, I seen orders. These things got serious, the millions come plural. I'm living by morals, we swiping and keeping no door. This floor, I'm young and I'm turned, I got the lure. My baby, mom will cost 250, I'm splurging. Got 5 million cash just in case if you merge. My young, he'll get away, they be purging. It happened like this, I ain't do it on purpose. I'm working my mood, which one you working? I turned on my coupe, bought a coupe off of Versus. I'm tired of these scribbles, I'm going at nurses and doctors and dentists. You started, I finished, I told you we with it. My word is like gold in my city, I tell them to go. They gon' get it. I heard that you froze when they hit it. Putting these in the business, you know that
you're telling me if your coach before the game rock that in the thing, he was just like, hey, like, get in the mood. Hey, man, Jerome Tang be a good fit. Like, he's not my guy. I'm just saying, okay, it's him or nobody. But he's a good fit, man.
There's something to be said about an army.
Nick, thanks for playing that coming back, too. Good call by you.
Thanks. Totally did that by myself.
There's something to be said about an army before they go into battle. All quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't want anybody to talk. I want everybody. One time, Steve, I was in Wiesbaden, Germany, mm-hmm. right? We were playing against a team. And, golly, was it Wiesbaden? Was it the high school? We jumped all over this team early, right?
Okay.
Jumped on them. The coach called a timeout. He laid his entire team on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Put them all, laid them down on their back, right? Side by side. He made them all close their eyes, right?
Yeah.
Put their hands down by their side. I watched this in a game.
Yeah.
They all laid down, put their hands by their side, and he just walked up and down talking to them, right? Steve, the animals that got up from that ground.
Ooh.
It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. Because that was an unorthodox coaching move, but you could tell he was just like, I mean, they were supposed to beat us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just came out jumping all over, you know, me and my boy was hype, you know, blah, blah, blah. I literally saw a coach tell all his whole team, lay down, lay on the ground, close your eyes. Y'all need a mental reset.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you know, what would we do to our coach if he did that in the game?
Firing.
Unless they come up like animals.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, it was one of the most amazing things I ever seen in my life. You know, like I said, and I was like, what a great idea.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Your team comes out. They're, you know, they're obviously, you know, either nervous or, you know what I'm saying? They're just, you know, they weren't in lockstep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's something to be said about putting a team.
Oh, sure.
And Shay, y'all just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just lie for a second, relax, you know, just calm down all the, you know, all the noise and all the distraction. You know, like I said, I just watched the whole temperature change. Speaking of temperatures, temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, big shout-out to Georgia's Sweet Potato Pie Company. Georgia's Sweets. Georgia's Sweets. So, two S's there, .com. 1559 Bargetown Road, 502-742-2852. They dropped off a box full of sweets.
What?
And cakes, pies.
Why would they do that for us?
Apparently it's pie day.
314. How many numbers can you recite on pie?
3.1496527.
He's just making up numbers.
I totally was. After 3.14, I was like, I wonder how long I could go.
He's just totally making up numbers.
Totally am.
Punching in right now. Look. Type in the numbers for pi.
Let's see here. Pi.
Or put the first 10 digits of pi or something.
All right. 3.14159265358979.
79. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was trying to read it in my head. Yeah.
3238462643383279502884197169393.
What? Give me the song. Give me the song connection.
Oh, I have no idea what it is. I'm just playing Sweet Georgia Brown. Oh, this is Sweet Georgia Brown, you know.
Well done.
Okay. Because I'm like, I don't want to be ignorant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I was ignorant to that. Okay, Steve.
Paul Biancardi okay. Put a list out yesterday.
Okay.
He said lots of great names for the Louisville head coaching position. Louisville's facilities are incredible. The fans are some of the best in the country. As my friend Denise Chernoff said on the ACC Network, the Ville is a national brand and top 10 job in the country.
Mm.
My top five choices.
Top five choices. Paulie B.
Jay Wright. Scott Drew. Kelvin Sampson. Bruce Pearl. And Mick Cronin. That's probably the best list I've saw yet.
What you said Jay Wright, and I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And then you went Scott Drew. I'm like, what are we doing here? Hey, tell me how many likes that got.
How many likes?
Yeah. Tell me how many likes and retweets a list like that got.
It got 237 likes and about 73 retweets.
You're just stealing.
Eight bookmarks.
You are just stealing attention with that right there.
Yeah, I don't think
Calvin, Scott Drew, Jay Wright, Calvin Sampson, Mick Cronin, and who?
I like it. Hey, but I do like that there's people out there that are like, no, this is one of the best jobs in America.
That's the highlight of that. Yeah. More than the coaches list.
Yeah, I mean it was but yeah, I was like, well, I don't know if it's shooting awful high. But yeah, it was
who would you take off that list? Sampson.
Why? Because I wouldn't want him.
Yeah.
No, I like Sampson. I mean, if I thought Sampson was a real deal option, I mean, I think he would be. I just don't think he would leave there.
Yeah. He like say he's a Houston guy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No. I think he would be a great option. I mean, Cronin's probably last, right?
Yeah.
Out of those, yeah, I mean, and that's nothing against Cronin. Yeah, I like Cronin.
Those are all championship winners.
Strong team, Scott Drew's assistant at Baylor for like 20 years. Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's a lot there. Again, like
how old is Sampson?
He's older. I 70. Think he's, every bit of 70.
I was probably saying, I probably wouldn't hide, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a little much there, you know, but
68. He's 68.
Okay, that's not as bad. Not as bad as I thought.
Is the Florida State coach still there? He's gonna get fired, right?
Yeah, but he's probably. I was gonna say he's only a year or two left. Man.
He's like, is he the oldest coach? He got to be the oldest.
He's
coach.
Up there, if not.
Yeah, he. Not only does he have to be the oldest coach, he's got to. You want to take a sample of his blood.
Yeah.
And say, like, I don't know what you are. It's no, like, he's like 80, right?
I know.
Looks like he's about 58 half the time. How old is he? Nikki, can you look him up?
Which one?
Florida State.
Florida State. Oh, Leonard Hamilton. Let's see. He is, so Rick is 75.
Like, Rick is 72.
So he's not 75. Rick's not 75.
Yeah, I think during the little thing he might have said something.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's not that old.
Rick is 71.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, dude. I mean, that's what I say, though. And again, it's not that I really have one candidate. I'm just kind of looking at all of them. And like yesterday, I mean, I tweeted out about it too. I was impressed with Will Wade. I just don't think he's going to be an option. But mm-hmm. I mean, I was impressed with him, man.
Okay, where would Will Wade be on your list if he were able to remove the show cause? If he put in an appeal to remove the show cause, would he be in your top five?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. And he's young. He's 41. He's a good coach. I mean, he's a good recruiter, great recruiter, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, he would be up there. And maybe Josh says, at the end of the day, maybe Josh says, I don't care.
let's go for it.
Yeah, look, we're going to take a shot on it. We're going to see.
What is it? Yeah, you can hit that, Nick. Yeah, if Josh Hurst just said, just drop him, let's go.
Lamont Paris just signed a extension, so he's out. Todd Golden signed an extension. He's out.
I am put it this way. I am selling out 93.9 to any coach that wants to get a raise. If you want to get a raise, if you're a college coach, you want to get a raise, call me. I'll sell you to this fan base until the rumor gets out that Louisville's about to come get you.
Yeah.
And I just want 20%.
Yeah, I don't think it's asking too much.
I want 20% of the signing bonus. What are you requesting? Out of my 20%.
Out of your 20%.
Weekly radio hits.
Say that again.
Weekly radio hits. They have to come on the air with us. And only us.
Ah, good point.
And only us.
No. They're not actually coming here. They're just acting like they're coming here so they can get a raise where they are.
I want coaches coming on.
Oh, you know
the
what?
Show.
You're right. You're
I
right.
Want coaches I, coming
you,
on the show.
You think outside the box, I don't.
I like that. I like that, Nick.
I'm just a little bit.
Yeah. Like, we're going to milk this for everything that we can do. Josh Hurd talked yesterday, second hour.
We can talk about that.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. There was a lot in that I think did kind of point some directions mm-hmm. about maybe you couldn't – what he was saying. There's one candidate I'm very blah on, and yesterday, there were some things that was out there that we'll talk about that too. So
93.9 The Ville.